Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Tomville Mines, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TBLL. I am chatting with the CEO and chairman, Adam Horn. Now, Adam, we're following up on news that just came out September 20th. A few different parts within this news release. The title says Tomville Mines confirms continuance of the F Zone extension over its flagship property, also discovers new high-grade F2 zone, and starts shallow drilling. Let's start off with the first point here, this confirmation of the continuance of the F zone extension. Now, again, all this drilling is happening at the Tomville Main Group property. This is in the Geraldton camp in Northern Ontario. And what's important to understand about this F zone is that the company is really proving here that this zone is a continuity from the neighboring hard rock deposit. Adam, just to kick us off here, give us a little bit more color and bring everybody fully up to speed if they have missed it in terms of this F zone and what you guys are drilling, please.
Yeah, just to step back, Corey, the F zone was the largest zone amongst our neighbor at hard rock. It had the most ounces and it had the highest grams per ton over any of the various zones. I think they had 17. And the genesis of that zone is from where Hard Rock is going to do their open pit mining. And that stretches approximately about 2.5 kilometers east of our border. And then it extends down, extends west towards us, going deeper from the surface. So it's been the fulcrum point of that project. And as you know, they have proven a probable resource of 5.5 million open pit. And then as they go deeper towards us, they have approximately 6 million ounces of inferred and indicated and measured. So when we embarked on this exploration, we were really focused on finding the F zone. And what these results show is that we have a move from what was a closology play as we started to a continuity play. And we've seen that the F zone, we've seen, you know, decent widths and decent grams per ton, the continuity of that from our neighbor. So we've done approximately 8,000 or 9,000 meters to date of drilling. And it's not been easy drilling as we've got to depth. We've run into, as we've indicated in our last press release, we've run into challenging areas, but nevertheless, we persevered. And you can see from the results that we're showing decent grams per tons and decent interval levels today. And we hope to continue that with hole six that we're drilling right now, which is 150 meters west of hole five, where we've seen this latest mineralization. And thereafter, I mean, we're in the midst of that hole. Thereafter, we hope to go another 150 meters westward down the westward strike and hopefully find, locate the same zone. I mean, it's fair to say we've done an awful lot of work on the drilling, and it has been challenging, but we've really overcome a lot of hurdles, and the team's in good shape to hopefully demonstrate the extension of that zone.
So Adam, let's just remind everybody of what the drills have encountered so far. Some of the highlights from this last news release is over 5 grams per ton gold, over 8 meters, also over 8 grams per ton gold, over a little over 4 meters. Please just summarize some more of the results that you've gotten here again with this high grade, and also remind everybody just how deep this mineralization is that you are drilling.
Well, the depth is around, you can see from our press release, the depths of the F zone on our property is ranging from, you know, about 850 meters down to 1,100 meters. And that's because as you move westward, the strike plunges at about a 12% angle. So, you know, it's difficult to find the zone, even though it's about 30 meters wide by 150 meters in height, which is what they experienced on the Hard Rock Neighbor. And when you're going at this depth, it is somewhat of a challenge to pierce that dimension as you're that deep down. With regards to results, we really proved, at least in terms of the market, really proved out the F zone when on hole 005A, where we did encounter a length of 13 meters and a grade of 6.24. And then as we moved on to hole B, we had a 4 meter hole in width with, approximately 8 grams per ton. And then on this last 5E, we've seen a width of 8 meters with 5.25 grams per ton. So this just shows the consistency of the F zone and the continuity from our neighbor. Those holes in itself, are about 400 meters from the most westerly F zone hole our neighbors did, which was MM170. And then if you compare it to our board, it's 250 meters down plunge to the west. So those are the type of numbers that are consistent with our neighbors. And we feel that we'll see further continuity of that strike as we do holes 6 and 8.
Okay. So continuing to step out to the west then. Let's also talk about this new F2 zone. From what I understand, it's slightly below this F zone that you found on your property. What information can you give us here on this F2 zone, please?
The F2 zone, we hadn't noted it until now. We saw possibilities of it on earlier drilling. What we've just found on this last hole in 5E, it's approximately 50 meters below where we've discovered the F zone. So it's a bit more at depth. The drilling depth was about 1,100 meters, but vertical depth probably be 25 meters shy of that. We have found strong high grade results. One had 14 grams per ton over 2 meters, and the other had 9 grams per ton over 3 meters. So as we'll be spending devoting a lot more time to that on these subsequent holes as we've discovered the F2 zone, which there is a demarcation between that and the F zone, and that's why we've entitled it that.
So looking at the drill table, then it looks like this F2 zone is, let's say, about 40 meters below this F zone. So does that mean the future drilling is just going to extend a little bit lower just to see exactly how far this F2 zone extends?
Yes, that is definitely the case. I mean, I couldn't say it better. That's how we're going to reconcile it and hopefully show that trend line.
Okay. Let's also talk about some of the shallow drilling, or more of the surface program that's starting. This is at the Telmora target. This is on the east or northeast corner of the property. Give us more information, please, on this Telmora target.
Yeah, Telmora was a past producing mine, that mined during the 30s to the 60s. It's one of the two past producing mines on the Tombaugh owns. We had done some initial surface work on outcrops and so forth. We did some sort of grab bag mineralization, and we saw some very big results. Obviously, there's not much width in them, but we were seeing 15, 25 grams per ton on some of these grab bags. So we removed some of the outcrop, and we're mapping and logging some of those properties, and we'll embark on doing some channeling analysis on that. But nevertheless, with regards to the drilling, we're in the midst of that shallow drilling program. It will be up to 1,200 meters. Each hole ranges from 350 to 450 meters. We've put some of the core into the local assay lab. So hopefully we'll get some idea of the results over the next month or so. So that's well in hand as we speak. And hopefully we'll see some probably lower grade, but hopefully some positive near surface targets might emerge from that. But stay tuned as and when the results come from the lab.
So what was some of the past work, or I guess any data that you have on that fast producing gold mine, the Telmora gold mine, that really drew you guys to this area?
Well, obviously they had success. I mean, I think they they think it was back in the 30s and 60s. They didn't take much out, but I think they mined about 6,000 ounces of gold. So we just knew it was a natural target to look at the surface work. And we've seen the success of our neighbor on the surface side with their hopeful mine starting soon.
All right, Adam, before we wrap it up, give us just an overview of what the main takeaways so far have been from this current drill program.
We originally, when we went public, we're focusing on F-zone entirely. So I think if we see, appropriate results, it will be nice to diversify from the F-zone. And, you know, we are seeing that with F2 zone, and hopefully we'll see that on the surface. So stay tuned, as you indicated.
Okay. Well, Adam, I think that more or less wraps it up. The company is still drilling, still stepping out to the west on that F zone and waiting for some of these results to get back on some more of this shallow drilling. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kureport.com. I will get those addressed by Adam, and I'll follow up on the back of some more drill results. So, Adam, I appreciate the update. Keep us up to date on future news, okay?